In addition to the technology, do we have any innovation?
Sure, most important one is automatic manufacturing policy.
What means highly efficient and effective machines?
Absolutely. Machines were used in refining of soil mass, produce spare mix boards and flat flower parts. Besides, four is key. The original barn shop kiln and another drama kiln was wood floor, but the no drama kiln and the modern square kiln, introduced by the Japanese, were natural gas and coal fuel.
No wonder it went to a peak in ceramics.
Thanks for Ms. Amber's introduction. I learned a lot.
You're welcome.
Hope we have a chance to listen to your story about ceramic in Taiwan. Again, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, Justin, long time no see. Where have you been?
Oh, I have a vacation in China.
Wow, did you see anything special?
Yes, I visited the Temple of Confucius and the Great Wall.
Oh, did you buy some souvenir?
Of course, I bought a beautiful ceramic artwork.
Really? Do you know much about the history of ceramic?
No. I have a random idea about it.
It's okay. I will invent a ceramic expert after his introduction. Hope you have a clear picture of it.
It's so wonderful. Thank you.
Hi, Amber. My friend Justin would like to know about the history of ceramic in Taiwan. Could you tell us about it?
My honor, the development of the pottery industry began in early Qing Dynasty. After a middle period of Qing Dynasty, the pottery industry in Taiwan had been quite developed. Products include water tanks, archwood parts, drums, and other ceramics. During the Japanese period, many kiln factories had been built and under control by the Japanese government.
How was it?
The ceramic development had been taken good care of. Skills and machines had been highly improved.
Sounds good, right?
Yes! After World War II, the national government took over many kiln factories. Fortunately, these kiln factories still operated and quite a lot of professionals began to be self-reliant. They left the old factories and established new ones.
Where did they build the factories?
Most were located in Inger and Miaoli.
How about the products? Both were similar or different?
Ceramic products produced in Inger were used for construction, household and art. The products supplied the market in Taipei.
What was it for in Miaoli?
Ceramic products produced in Miaoli were divided into household ceramics and decorative ceramics.
After your introduction, I'm curious about decorative ceramics.
Decorative ceramics production and management method were introduced by the Japanese. It was a turning point in the development of pottery industry. Since then, many businessmen had looked for steps with upgrading ceramics technology in order to set up new plants.
How many factories has been set during this time?
Around more than 300, this era was called the peak period of decorative ceramics.
Where did the product of decorative ceramics?
For export, the following years were a golden age for exporting.